Peace, love, and light to the family. What's going on? It's Richie Moon. This is the Richie Moon Show. It is December 31st, 2023, the last day, 7 o'clock Central Time here in Austin, Texas. The first Richie Moon Show from Austin, Texas. And that is where the home of the Richie Moon Show is going to be for the foreseeable future. 2023 has been filled with a lot of amazing, thriving, inspiring, life-changing moments. It's also had us down. We've been down in Nevada. It's been some sad days. It's been some rainy days. But you know what? It's all good. But y'all haven't really heard from me on the podcast. I've been really busy on the vlog side. There's been so many things going on in my life. I can tell you how beautiful the sunset looks from under the Golden Gate Bridge, or I can show you. I'm more of a visual person. I'm sure putting that out, you'll understand why I lean more to that side. But I didn't tell you that. So if you're just listening to my podcast and expecting things, I apologize, because I've definitely been MIA. This is only my 7th podcast of 2023. And, you know, I'm here to explain myself. I'm here to give you some context to let you know what's been going on in my world if you've only been listening to the podcast side. But this is a wonderful time to tap in. YouTube, Moon's Eye View, you can see everything that's been going on from before I went on to the cruise, while I was on a cruise, when I came after the cruise, that led me all the way up to leaving Miami, now here being in Austin, Texas. With that being said, you know, life is filled with amazing entrances, surprising, breathtaking, unforgettable entrances. And it's also filled with devastating, heartbreaking, unexpected exits. Fortunately for me, I have a person here that made a marvelous entrance. And when you hear their story, you're going to be like, what? But that's another time. That's another time for another episode, which we will get to. And she has been a really good friend. I can honestly say, for the fourth quarter and moving forward, she's been like one of my best friends. She has been my chef. She has been somebody I travel with, that I've grown very close with, that I'm going to do some business with, that has opened her circle of friends to me and vice versa. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Richie Moon Show, Chef Keita.
Hey, how are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? How are you doing? I heard this man has been missing on you, so I have a few questions that I think you guys might want need answers to. So with further ado, let's see what Mr. Moon has been doing. Richie, why was there a lack of the Richie Moon Show podcast in 2023?
There was a lack of the Richie Moon Show in 2023 because I was doing a lot of moving. I was on the move from at the top of the year. I already knew that I didn't want to be in Miami. I had the cruise situation coming up, and I was just on the move. I just also wasn't really in the best place, honestly. I was about to get engaged. I did a show about that called Accountability earlier in the year. I really wasn't in the best place. And I was also in the space of, I didn't really want to talk about it. I just really wanted to just show. I feel like it was something that people needed to see rather than me sitting down. And I also didn't have that many people to really interview. And I felt like I had spent so much energy interviewing people, which I still do love. I love interviewing people and finding out their story and them giving them the platform to tell their story. But I felt like what was going on in my life, that needed to be the main focus of what was going on. Instead of me focusing on telling everybody else's story, my story needed to be told, but it needed to be told visually. And unfortunately, that made me not show as much love to the podcast side.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that's a very accountable explanation for you guys. You know, everyone has stuff going on sometimes. So what's going on with you at the start of the year, physically and mentally, during those times?
I was engaged. Somebody I ain't really had no business being engaged. I was following bad habits and bad patterns. You know, not to blame anybody, you know, but sometimes I believe that you are the people that you are around. Sometimes. And that was one of those situations, not to blame anybody, because, you know, we all make our own choices. But I just wasn't in the best place, because I knew it was hard for me to be in the moment because I was so ready to leave. I was so looking forward to the cruise that I was just like, I was ready to go. And then we ended up breaking up, engagement off, all that stuff. So I was just ready to get up out of there. And I was pretty sad about that, because even though I knew that wasn't the right person for me, look how toxic that sounds. I knew this wasn't the right person for me, right? But I'm still sad that it was over and all that happened. But knowing in my heart of hearts, this person is not good for me. The fuck?
We see Richie likes the toxicity.
I don't. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't.
What led you to the cruise?
I actually got the job for the cruise last August. So in the summer of 2022, I got the job for the cruise. And at that time, which I was coming still, I was the same girl that I was engaged to. I was dealing with her back then. You know what I'm saying? And I applied for it and they accepted me. They was aggressive. They just hit me back. But I have things going on in my life and I wasn't really ready to leave Miami. Like, I had some unfinished business. I felt like I had something to prove. So I stayed in Miami, got my own place, did my thing, made my money, established myself better. And then I remember around Thanksgiving, I was working at this restaurant and I was like, you know what? It's time to go. I felt that. I knew. I was like, all right, time for a change. And I was like, oh, I got the cruise joint that I can just kind of pull the trigger on. And then that's when that started. So that's what that led to that. And that didn't, so I started that. I applied for it in August. Felt like I wanted to go in November. Didn't end up going until March.
Okay. What was that experience on the cruise line like?
Honestly, I would tell anybody listening that has the opportunity, if you have the space, if you can do that, I would say do it. I would say it was a wonderful experience. It was a life-changing experience. I got to see so many things. I got to learn a new skill set. I got to meet so many different people. It was beautiful. I absolutely love the experience that I had. It was something that I will remember that forever, for the rest of my life.
What are your takeaways from that experience?
Ooh. Well, it's always politics as usual. So I'm going to start off on, I don't want to say negative, but I'm going to maybe perceive it as negative. You know, it's politics as usual. Statism is a cousin of classism, which is the brother of racism. Is just, people can do things if you're in that quote unquote inner circle. But if you're not in that quote unquote inner circle, then you can't do those same things. And whether you're on a cruise, in the middle of the water, whether you're on land, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still that play. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that I didn't break the rules, but, you know, it's cool to break the rules if you're in the inner circle. But if you're not in the inner circle, then no, you cannot break the rules. On that side, you know, I'll say that. But more importantly, what I took away from it, is to have more discernment. You know, people can dress up things, you know what I'm saying, and make it seem like it's something that it's not, especially in that kind of life. You know, everybody's coming from this part of the country, this place, and they can be this person and pretend to be that person. And to be open, yo, because I feel like you do need to be open to work in that work of mine, to be around people, the guests, the people that you're living with. Sometimes you have a roommate. I took so many things away. I would definitely say the good. I may have emphasized some of the perceived bad things, but I will honestly say the good heavily outweighs the bad. have life-changing, you know, life-changing experiences, you know, driving a ship up the Pacific Ocean, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I'll never get that experience again. Maybe I will, I don't know, but I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Those sunrises and sunsets are some of the most beautiful things ever. And I'm so glad that I documented it, which kind of brings me back to the first part. Like, I could be been on here and speaking to you until my face turns blue. And if you don't know, my face is very chocolate. It still would have never given you the same effect. And I'm a wordsmith. I'm wonderful with my words, you know, all that. But seeing it, pictures, video, live action, 8K, 4K, you know, I think is going to give you a more well-rounded picture of it than me just saying how the corona of the sun flared and danced across the sky.
Can you name all the states you've been in this year?
I've been to Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, DC, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Utah, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Michigan,
you look like you was coming out with another I feel like there's one more,
but I can't remember.
So after the cruise, what happened?
Oh wow. So, you know, and I'll get into the details of what happened, like what happened, why I had to leave the cruise so abruptly, but I had to leave the cruise life rather abruptly. But after that, I had a choice to go to New York or Miami, and I didn't want to go to New York. I just was done. Gosh, I've been done with Miami. I was already done with New York. I was already done with Miami. So New York was way, way, way back in the rear view. Matter of fact, you can go look on the vlog and see, I did a goodbye episode to New York in 2022, you know what I'm saying? So New York was way back. So I went down to Miami, and shout out to Dr. Kane, shout out to Lord Chef Jerome Maxwell. Those are my people. They, you know, I told them that I told my friend Dr. Kane, I was like, yeah, I don't really want to go back to New York. And she was just like, yo, come stay with me, you know. I thought I was gonna have to go back to New York, and she took me in and just told me to come stay with her and make it work, because she know that, you know, I ain't just gonna be sitting around twiddling my thumbs. I'm gonna make it happen wherever I'm at. And actually, but before I went down to Miami, I actually stopped in Orlando. I was in Orlando for like 2 weeks. Shout out to, I've actually had them as a guest on the Richard Moon Show, Delonte and Holly. Those are my people. I always go to WrestleMania with them. Shout out to them, I love them. Shout out to EJ. My nephew. But I was there for 2 weeks, and I went down to Miami, and then I was attempting to actually make my way down here. And like I said, I'll give more context to that on another tip. And shout out to the people that be asking me, because I do that on purpose. On the Moon's Eye View, I leave things kind of ambiguous and up in the air, and I go back. If you've been following, you'll see that I always go back and I close those plot holes. So definitely, you know, shout out to some people that definitely noticed that. We're going to tap more into that, and I'll give y'all more details about why I was attempting to make my way here.
That part. Yeah, interesting story. How did you bounce back?
Say it again, because it sounds so beautiful. I was saying it to myself out loud.
How did Richie Moon bounce back?
How did Richie Moon bounce back? Richie Moon bounced back because he chooses love over fear. Because no matter how bad things can get, things can always get worse. And honestly, I said this, shout out to my homegirl Terrell Oman on the Must Be Real podcast. I may sound like a masochist, but I'm not a masochist. I just know alchemy and I just know life. I just know when you hit rock bottom, the only place for you to go is right back up. And I allowed myself to, in ways to, I would say indulge into my emotions, but I knew that being a Reiki practitioner, being somebody that just knows how to move their energy, that knows how to express themselves, I know how to move my energy so it doesn't stay stagnant. I know how to use that energy for good. I can take that energy and take it from a perceived negative and put it into a positive way. So I indulge in those feelings of that heartbreak, that sorrow, that anger, that loneliness. I indulge in that, and I use that for working out, for being creative. During all this, I never stopped the vlogs. I wasn't podcasting, but if you look, I never stopped the vlogs. And I put my energy towards that. I put my energy towards my body. I put my energy towards writing, towards reading, towards sun gazing, towards sun bathing, to my baby Luna, to speaking my truth. And speaking my truth lightens my load. And when it lightens my load, my heart opens up. And you know, once your heart lightens up and you can take accountability for your actions, you can see which part that you played in your own suffering. It makes it easy to move on, and which in turn makes it easy to bounce back.
Okay. Can you speak to the importance of relationships?
Man, for everybody listening, relationships is one of the most important things that you will come across in your life. And for that, it's any kind of ship, friendship, partnership, romantic ship, business ship, any kind of ship. You're in relationships with people all the time. You may not look at it like that, but you're in relationships with people all the time. Your mom, dad, all that is relationships. Somebody can be your mom, doesn't mean you gotta like your mom. Because your sister doesn't mean you gotta like your sister. You know what I'm saying? You're in relationships. The importance of relationships is just that story I told you. If I didn't have good relationship with my friends from before, then nobody would have offered me their place to stay. And this has unfortunately happened to me several times in my life, where I had to stay with somebody because a situation happened to me in my life. And not just by being a good person and, you know, treating, it goes back to what they taught us when I was a little kid, treating others the way that you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And that builds good relationships with people. And one of my superpowers is people feel comfortable speaking to me. And then that's, you know, I think that was, the Richie Moon Show has been in the works for my entire life. I just never had the name to put it on it. So a lot of people feel comfortable speaking to me. So for me to be in their space that much, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's not even coming from a place of arrogance. It's just coming from a place of really, really knowing myself. I know that I bring value to people. I bring value to people in their relationships. You know what I'm saying? I know my insight brings value to people in their relationships. And I'm a living testament to my own words. So it's just like, there's no, you ain't listening to the words, you're going to see my life. And it's like, I'm telling you the same thing. So I say all that to say, building bonds with people and having relationships is one of the most important things, because though people are going to help you, they're going to help you get to this next level. You know, 6 degrees of separation, this person knows somebody that can help you get there, and vice versa, they can give you this insight. And you know, a lot of us are not in relationships, romantic relationships, so having those friendships, having those bonds with people really helps you get through this thing called life. Because this shit can be rough sometimes. It can be really rough, but it can also be really beautiful. And what better way to experience the beautiful parts of life with the people that you have relationships with?
True. What did you learn from all of your experiences this year?
Hmm. This is not part of the answer, but I just want to say this for people just listening. It's okay to be silent sometimes. You know, you don't have to fill the air with anxious ums and ands. It's just okay to just be silent when you need to really think about the answer, because I really need to think about that answer.
We're going to let him think about that answer for a second. In the meantime, I hope he's been giving you guys very good content on his reason why he hasn't been doing more podcasts. And we're going to see if next year we can definitely get him on the podcast more.
Well, my experiences from this year, I've learned that for the most part, you have the answer already, but you have to listen to yourself and you have to trust yourself. You really have to trust your instinct. You have to believe what your eyes are telling you. As a person that loves anime, and you can see by the way that I dress, shout out to all my Naruto fans, and I'm top Uchiha out here, you know, and it's a, you have to believe what your eyes are telling you, and you have to trust your instinct and trust your gut. You really got to trust your gut. And this is also, if you don't know, the membranes that you have in your gut, you have those same membranes in your brain. So your gut and your heart, all three of them have some of the shared membranes. So it's literally three different hearts inside of you. So when they say listen to your gut, listen to your gut, because it's really telling you something. So that is one of the biggest lessons that I learned. Really just listen to my instincts. But at the same time, if I would have strictly listened to my instincts, I wouldn't have experienced some of the most beautiful things I've experienced this year. So you gotta find a balance. So listen to your instinct, but also find a balance. You know, but I'm also a person that likes to fuck around and find out sometimes. So, you know, I fucked around and found out.
Well, we will see. We're listening out for that one, that episode. What's next for the Richie Moon Show?
The Richie Moon Show is going to be live. The Richie Moon Show is going to be live, getting back to, I would say, the basics. But what's going to happen with the Richie Moon Show is it's going to be blended more into the Moon's Eye View vlog, because I really just like to show people, I like to show people what's going on. I mean, some people like to just listen to the audio. That's what they like to, they just want to hear that. They want to tap in and just sit down, listen to it. I'm a moon of all shades. So I want to put my hands in a little bit of everything. And this is, you're able to do that with this. You're able to, I can show you what I'm talking about at the same time. I can show you the live interviews. But to answer your question directly is, there will definitely be more podcasts. I will definitely be putting out more podcasts. There will definitely be more guests on there. There will definitely be continuations. What I want to do and what's going to happen is I'm going to flesh out things from the vlog in the podcast, because sometimes I can't capture everything in the vlogs, and that's where the podcast can come in. And sometimes my guests don't want to be on video. They just want to talk. Because when I do the podcast, it's just like a phone conversation. So there ain't no pressure being on the phone. Because some people change when the camera comes on. And I understand it. That's just some people, you know. So there will definitely be more of a consistent releasing of podcasts. There will also, now that I have the space and the opportunity, now that I have the space, literal space, to, I definitely want to tap into some of my other interests, which I've been poking and teasing at that for such a long time. I just want to pull the trigger and do it with some of my breakdowns of movies and TV shows and things of that nature. So, yeah, that's what's next for the June Show.
So, ladies and gents on the podcast, We got a little bit of answers. We're waiting for this mysterious release of the in-betweens of this story that he's holding up a secret away from us. So we're going to give him some time to shoot that podcast in.
My listeners know what time it is. They know I be doing that. They know it's always, I'm a storyteller. They know what time it is. So you gotta continue to tell a story. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of context to be given to the material that I put out. So I really appreciate people who actually tap in, because if you watching from the beginning, this has all been leading up to even a bigger story. Like, if you're a Spartacus fan, you know what I'm saying? We still in the house of Badiatis. We ain't even get out into the world yet. Let me give a wider reference to people that might understand this. So if you're a Marvel fan, like, we're like just getting into Civil War. We got so much more. Like, this Moon's Eye View, Richie Moon show, I haven't even gotten to the place that I really wanted this original platform to even be about. So strap in, because we definitely going up. It's up. We up. Everything up. That part. So with that being said, thank you for asking me those questions. They needed to be answered. We needed to address the elephant in the room. And shout out to everybody that's tapped into the Richie Moon Show. Once again, you can go over to YouTube, Moon's Eye View. You can put in the Richie Moon Show. Both will pop up. That's kind of the cool thing. Moon's Eye View or the Richie Moon Show on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe. Show the love. You can tap me on Instagram. Keita, where can people find you at and see your many talents and what you do?
Y'all find me on Instagram. Y'all can find me on Facebook. I'll be more active on this show with Mr. Moon. Y'all can hit him up for all the details on all y'all little cooking tips that y'all need. You could definitely start something up on that. But y'all can hit me on Instagram at MasterChef Cooley Catering. Cooley with a K. So y'all could definitely tap in.
Cooley with a K. That's what's up. But thank you. I appreciate you again. Appreciate your presence. Appreciate your questions. But yeah, family, this is the last one. This is the 2023 wrap up. We will definitely be here live action, tapped in. Happy end of the fiscal year. You know, you already know what time it is. You know, once springtime rolls around, that's what we consider a new year. But that's nor here nor there. Happy end of the fiscal year. We rolling into a new year, 2024. That's a big number year. That's infinity. That's a big number year. Big changes. But yo, you ain't gotta wait for no new year. You ain't gotta be in no new year, new me-ish. You can start right here. Be here now. Tap in right now. You can make whatever change that you want to make right here, right now. You don't need no validation from anybody. Always choose love and fear. Peace, love, and love. Peace, love, and light. I've been Richie Moon for the Richie Moon Show. And that's been the Moon's Eye View.
Peace out.